It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Donald Trump visits Wisconsin on Election Day. Aaron Rodgers won't be a candidate for vice president. Ashland's Northland College says it's short of its fundraising goal to stay open. And the Brewers Stadium has a new scoreboard. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Donald Trump will be in Wisconsin on Election Day. The former president is scheduled to deliver remarks beginning at 5 p.m. Tuesday at Green Bay Hyatt Regency. That's 3 hours before polls close statewide for voting that includes Wisconsin's presidential primary. Trump and President Joe Biden have already secured their party's nominations. Trump's fundraising continues to trail Biden's. And a fundraising bundler with the Trump finance team told WisPolitics the trip will include a VIP component with donations of $25,000. Trump last visited Wisconsin in an August 2022 rally for Republican candidate for Governor Tim Michels in Waukesha. You can forget about Vice President Aaron Rodgers. Bob Haig tells us more.
It was always going to be a Hail Mary. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had Rodgers near the top of his short list of potential running mates, but on Tuesday, Kennedy announced his pick of attorney and philanthropist Nicole Shanahan, ending speculation he'd choose the former Packers and current New York Jets quarterback. Rodgers has already said he'll vote for Kennedy, with whom he shares skepticism about COVID-19 vaccines and a penchant for conspiracy theories. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's little new information regarding efforts to keep Northland College open. Raymond Newpert has a story.
Earlier this month, the Board of Trustees announced that the Liberal Arts College in Ashland may be forced to close at the end of the current school year. The school must raise $12 million by April 3rd to prevent that. Students, alumni, and faculty have criticized the board for a lack of transparency. A Tuesday post on the college's Facebook page did little to allay those concerns. The message from trustees said Northland still has a long way to go to reach the fundraising goal, and that next week will be critical. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Tuesday let stand a lower court ruling that declared some delivery drivers for Amazon were employees, as the state argued. The court says they are not independent contractors, as the online retail giant contended. The court unanimously decided the appeal was improvidently granted. That means the Supreme Court should not have reviewed the case. That decision dismissing the case leaves a 2023 Wisconsin Appeals Court ruling against Amazon in place. That ruling found that drivers in the Amazon Flex program are part of the state's unemployment insurance system and entitled to jobless pay if they're laid off. Next week's Milwaukee Brewers home opener will be the debut for a bright new addition to American Family Field. Ted Ahlen is in the stands.
At over 12,000 square feet, a new center field scoreboard at AmFam Field is twice the size of the previous scoreboard, and the LED display will provide higher resolution for fans. Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger.
Not only is the boards larger, but the experience and the visual experience will be really impactful and allows us to do a lot of creative things.
The enhanced scoreboard is part of a new LED display system throughout the ballpark, costing around $14 million. Brewers begin their home season April 2nd against the Minnesota Twins. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.